This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
All guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pendol Performance Live for a chance to win $10,000 plus a virtual meet and greet with the Dan Le Batard Show. Text Le Batard to 77333. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts. Limit one entry per day. See AdvanceAutoParts.com for details.
Stugatz's weekend observations are coming in seconds, but first we continue with Christine Lisi.
And finally, Robert Downey Jr. was once arrested after he was caught driving naked in his Porsche with cocaine, heroin, and a 357 Magnum, or what Dan refers to as Tuesday morning.
I was just going to make that joke myself. If you didn't make that joke, I was just going to say Tuesday in Miami. The same exact joke, Christine. Go back into hiding. Hide under your desk because Patrick Mahomes is coming for all your stuff tonight. Time now for Stugatz's weekend. That was whimpered fear. It was whimpered fear from Christine.
But she's hiding under her desk.
Yeah, well, it's Patrick Mahomes. Doesn't he do that to your team if he's coming to beat your team up? Isn't that?
I'm a Jet fan. Everyone does that to my team.
The Dolphins did do that to your team. Time now for Stugatz's weekend observation.
It is time for Stugatz to share his game notes. No one in the media will tell you what happened better than my boy Stu.
Weekend observations brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Get a free battery test and free installation with any automotive battery purchase at Advance Auto Parts. Advance your auto only at Advance Auto Parts. Dan with a win over the fifth-ranked North Carolina Tar Heels, a team I'm not sure is any good, and could just as easily be ranked 55th, regardless. Dan.
No.
Just like that.
No, not just like that.
The Florida State Seminoles are back.
No, they lost 58-10 to Miami a couple of weeks ago.
They're back. Even at 5-1, the Falcons still have stretches where they look like they could win the Super Bowl. They do. It's unbelievable. Notre Dame, congratulations on killing two birds with one stone. Not only did you win ugly, but you also did what you had to do. But mark my words, Notre Dame, the ACC's gonna get you. Somehow,
yeah, I mean,
someway,
12-7.
The home loss to a double-digit ACC underdog
is coming.
If you weren't rooting for the Astros, you're lying. Except for Dickie V. He would never root for cheaters. Charlie Morton. Now that's an ace. Dan, you know what the C in Charlie stands for?
Clutch.
It stands for cojones.
Oh.
Dan, you know what the two O's in Morton are? They're onions, Dan.
Oh.
You know what the T in Morton stands for, Dan?
Testicle.
Yeah. You're on to my game.
I was in the region. Yes, I was in the region.
Cojones.
Thank you.
After an impressive freshman year, Auburn quarterback Bo Nix is off to a very shaky start. You, of course, know what he's going through, right, Dan?
What's he going through?
He's going through a sophomore slump. That's what he's going through, Dan. 5 interceptions in 4 games. Bo Nix, more like Bo Picks. This doesn't appear to be your father's Everton, the Toffees. Did I say that right? I have no idea. 7 games, 310 average, 5 homers, 11 RBIs, 8 runs, 1483 OPS.
Jeez.
Dan, you know what Corey Seager was? He was locked in, man.
Yeah, he was. He was locked in. That's pretty good.
Oh, to be a fly on the wall when the Alabama team doctor performed the 3 COVID tests to Nick Saban. Can we have some other doctor perform those tests?
It was a false positive, right? It was. Isn't that what ended up happening there, apparently?
Yeah, I think so.
I just love that he rushed back.
I know. Starbucks drink holders, very flimsy. It would appear that Ross Barkley is the perfect midfield complement to Jack Grealish. Dan, don't look now, but Aston Villa are for real.
Oh, wow.
The villains.
You broke that down.
Yeah. It didn't sound like I was reading it all either.
Not at all.
Football team. Giants. The rare. 1-4 versus 0-5 with major playoff implications.
All of them in the mix still, even after the game.
Football team. Giants. The rare game between a 1-4 and an 0-5 team where the winner and the loser are still firmly entrenched in the mix. Kirk Cousins is bad again. I mean, it's a $1 billion company charging me $6 for a shot of espresso. And all I ask is for something better than a flimsy cardboard drink holder.
Fair enough.
Thank you. You've experienced that.
I mean, it's
that.
A cup of beans. Let's go, Starbucks.
And the drinks are heavy.
It's a cup of beans, and you've been milking us for a long time. Let's go. Come on.
Yep. 3 years from now, we'll be saying Justin Jefferson is the best wide receiver in football. Randall Cobb is still playing football. Is Jordy Nelson? 30-7 Atlanta with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Surprised Minnesota couldn't pull that one out. They had the Falcons right where they wanted them. Scratch that on Jefferson. 2 years from now, we'll be saying Justin Jefferson is the best wide receiver in football.
And Chase Claypool, him too.
Pylon Cam, I love you. Witching Hour, I love you more. Steven Gitzkowski, I can't say that name. Why did I write this?
It was okay.
Bad first 2 weeks. Couple of game winners. Now another bad week. Missed one early. Made one late. Dan, you know what it's been for Gitzkowski?
Up and down.
It's been quite the roller coaster.
Oh, sorry.
Chase Claypool is a man who makes me feel like less of a man. Not the way DK Metcalf does, though. Metcalf makes Claypool
really?
Feel like less
no,
of a man.
No, come on.
Yeah.
Come on, put it on the pole, Guillermo. Does,
Metcalf's not human.
Does Metcalf make Claypool feel like less of a man?
Clemson, the rare 70 burger with a side of unimpressed. Did Bill Belichick forget how to do math? Death. Taxes. Tottenham Hotspur. Bottle jobs. Mike, I'm sorry.
You're just scared of it. You have no confidence.
I'm sorry.
You have no Tottenham. Confidence.
But it's spelled T-O-T-T-E-N.
You were fine. Just Tottenham. Barrel through it.
All right. Tottenham. Hotspur. Bottle jobs. Bears. Worst 5-1 team in NFL history. Is this the golden age of tight ends?
I mean, I saw Logan Thomas yesterday, and I actually asked, is that the tight end? Is that guy the quarterback who used to not be a very good quarterback for Virginia Tech, only 70 pounds heavier?
Cam, those guys you're playing with on offense, they are the reasons Tom Brady left. Derrick Henry, holy bleep. That's all I got.
Yeah, pretty much. That's all you need.
Yep. Scratch that on Jefferson. In 1 year, we'll be saying Justin Jefferson is the best wide receiver in football. Congratulations to Romeo Crennel and Ron Rivera, who both lost games for their teams. Aaron Rodgers threw a pick six. I was sitting there, Dan. I saw it happen.
It didn't happen.
I was on my couch.
It didn't happen.
Yet, I still had to rewind my television.
It didn't happen.
Just to make sure.
It didn't happen.
And it happened.
It didn't happen.
Someone to keep an eye on. Eagles wide receiver, Travis Fulgham. Oh, my God.
Really? Really?
I'm telling
you've
you.
Got an eye on him.
He potentially might make DK Metcalf feel bad about being
no,
a man.
No.
He's
there's
that
no,
kind of man.
There's no such man.
Yep. The Jets aren't trying to win. I love them. The Jets had 6 punts and 4 first downs in the first half. I love them. In the second and third quarters combined, the Jets had 2 passing yards. I love them.
Joe Flacco and Frank Gore.
Big weekend for the Jets in the race for fourth place. Giants win, Falcons win, and the Jets are now the only winless team in football. The Jets have sucked the life out of Joe Flacco. Poor Trevor Lawrence. Scratch that on Jefferson. Jefferson is the best wide receiver in football.
Oh, wow.
Nothing like a Game 7 Sunday Night Football salad to top off the weekend. Nothing says sports in 2020 like an NFL Monday night doubleheader that starts at 5 p.m. Eastern. College football feels like it's hanging on by a thread. How are we doing? Speaking of hell, Art Briles. Dan, those are the weekend observations.
You said you're tired.
I'm exhausted.
You said the Atlanta Falcons, Stugatz, you said that they look for stretches like they could win the Super Bowl. And basically those stretches are when Julio Jones stretches. Like if he's healthy, those are the times that you're like, oh, wow, more of a man than DK Metcalf somehow.
Show me the money.
Matty Ice can still get it done. Calvin Ridley is out there. I mean, if Ridley's your second best wide receiver, man, you have flashes where you look like you can win a Super Bowl.
Don Levitard.
Baby wipes. Game changer.
Stugatz.
We all owe you a thank you on that.
I know you do.
I have thanked you several times.
Yes, you do. Everyone, bow down, genuflect before me for changing your life. Change your life. This show will change your life.
This is the Don Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Cars, homes, boats, motorcycles, RVs, and more at Progressive.com. If you missed any of the show, you can listen to all 3 hours of the Dan Le Batard Show, plus our Miami Only Hour and the Big Suey On Demand in the ESPN app. And subscribe to the Le Batard and Friends podcast network featuring South Beach Sessions, Stupidity, and Mystery Crepe. Please rate and subscribe. New episodes posted every week wherever you get your podcasts. Dan, it is time for Straight Talk. It is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless.
The 100th episode of Stupidity is out this week. How are you celebrating the 100 episode anniversary of Stupidity?
We are doing an award show. We are handing out we're calling them the Stewies, and we are handing out Stewie Awards to all of our winners. We have 8 categories, and the people will vote, and I will have the right to overrule them.
It's a dictatorship.
Yeah.
Is Abby coming back?
Abby's not coming back. No, she's not. Ever.
She's done with Stupidity. She didn't like being dragged in there.
Although there are moments there where Stanzik and I were listening through to some of this, where we were reminded, Reali was on with us once, right after I was on the first time I ever did Around the Horn. And Reali came on the podcast that week. And Abby was still a part of the podcast. And she was so good in the interview. And it reminded me of Stanzik just how good Stupidity could have been had she stuck with it. But she wants nothing to do with it.
Funny you getting frustrated with someone else's lack of follow through.
That's a good one. He always falls on that landmine. Yeah, no matter where he's walking through life, that is a landmine that Stugatz is always going to make go off.
I mean, she pressed Reali on a couple of things. There was an engagement ring story. Like, she got everything out of Reali. And that was really, you know, when we were putting this together, that was the thought behind having Abby involved. She will get things out of people that I won't be able to get. And, like, she was terrific with Adam Gase. The next couple of times Gase was on, it was duds. I mean,
duds because it was just you, the Jets fan, and it wasn't, it was just you trying to do your job instead of farming it out, outsourcing it to your wife.
Yes.
I've got a couple of things that I want to get to here. Put it on the poll, please, Guillermo, at Le Batard Show. Good idea or bad idea? The return of MTV's Cribs. Good idea or bad idea? And also, sad or happy, Coca-Cola getting rid of Tab. The original, I think it's the original. What do you have back there, Mike?
I was listening to ESPN Radio over the weekend, and Marty and McGee were on. Gets you pumped for a college football Saturday.
They do.
They had Tom Rinaldi on the air, and they broke this news to Tom Rinaldi, and Tom Rinaldi had to do a Rinaldi-ism around Tab. It was a creative idea. I have audio of it.
Okay, very good. God. I didn't realize you had something for.
Oh my God!
If I, you know, accidentally sort of wandered into Tab land here, you know how much I hate.
Makes
the
sugar-free. It seem like ultra produced, doesn't it?
It does, but this is absolutely coincidence. Like everything around here, a coincidence.
More than a taste, it transported us back to a simpler time when we didn't wear seatbelts, when no one wore helmets as they rode their bicycles. It seemed to have some competition from beverages like Fresca. But no, Tab stood alone as more than a sweet treat, as something that could deliver the very best in us, allow us to do what we wanted, when we wanted, whether it was chemically dangerous to us or not. Pass.
I mean, it is a funny word, is it not? There is not a soft drink that is funnier to say is just a comedic word than tab.
No, it's
Fresca's
not.
Pretty
Fresca.
Good, though.
The way he delivered Fresca was...
Fresca is pretty good. What does tab stand for? Does it stand... Tab is gone. I didn't even explain this because some of you are too young to even know what tab is. Or you must think when you go to the grocery store and you see that pink drink, you're like, what the hell is this thing in a pink can? But tab, is it the original sugar-free drink? Is it the original? It's the original of all, not just Coca-Cola, period. The
Fresca.
Idea of a diet drink did not exist before tab.
Fresca.
Tab.
Fresca.
Tab.
Fresca.
Tab.
Fresca.
I don't know what it stands for.
Okay.
Stands for a bad soft drink.
Fresca.
I did not expect you to know off the top of your head. I do not know. I wanted to get to.
I'm so going to steal that idea from Marty and McGee and use it with Rinaldi on stupidity.
Fresca.
How are you going to steal the idea? Just have farm out and work to Rinaldi? Yeah. See if Abby will write an essay with Rinaldi?
Fresca.
Yep. Just have Abby lob words out to Rinaldi and let him do an essay on it.
Fresca.
I want you to understand, like, fully absorb what it says about everything happening in the Wiener household, that your wife will not work with you on something that she's actively making better, that you take pride in.
I haven't noticed.
I'm just saying, like, it's a place where she could, a playground, she was making it better, she was helping you, it was marital bliss. Some couples that love each other want to work together on creative projects forever.
Right, what are you saying?
I'm just curious whether you've been introspective at all about it.
Well, I wanted to work with her on it.
I know, but she did two of them, was great at it, and you're like, where are you going? Why won't you help me make money for our family? Because I don't want to work with you.
Don Levitard.
We just love laughing at losers.
Stugatz.
Orthoscopic. Try again. Orthoscopic. The R. You got to get the R sound in there.
Orth.
R.
Orthro. This is the Don Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.
All guests on the Dan Levitard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. The Monday Night Football Preview is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Two games today at 5 p.m. Eastern. The Chiefs will make up their postponed game versus the Bills. Both teams are at 4-1 this season. Dan continues to be wrong about Josh Allen. Tonight, at its normally appointed time, the 3-2 Cardinals will take on the 2-3 Cowboys. The Cowboys win this game, they will have a firm command of the NFC East. They really at 3-3. It would be like two games up on everyone else. A win for the Cowboys would put them in the driver's seat, like I just said, in their division. But if the NFC East was a car, it would be on fire, hurling towards a cliff. With more than 30 unique coverage options available, Progressive knows small business. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com.
If your car is hurling on fire toward a cliff, you need Progressive Insurance. It'd be a good time to have Progressive Insurance. Christine Lisi, another early game for Christine Lisi. 4 a.m., she was up scared because Josh Allen and her Bills are playing the most terrifying thing in the sport.
Is she going to make it till 5?
I don't know.
I got to work till 6:30, so I get to watch half the game here while working. So that'll be fun.
You should live stream you cursing at the television. Yes, yes. Let's continue here, please, with Christine Lisi.
And finally, a rat can fall from a 5-story building without sustaining injuries. Yep. So, Dan, you can throw Stugatz out the window.
Yes, that explains it. That explains how it is Stugatz always survives when I throw him out the window.
I thought I had an idea where that was going, but very nice job out of you. You went to Dan first to make me think it was about Dan, but it was actually about me.
But when she went rat first, we all knew who it was about. Thank you for being on with us, Christine. We will get to funniest thing from the sports weekend in a second, but Mike, I had asked you, and I don't know how fast we could put this together with a guest. I'd asked Billy and Allison to see if they could find somebody who could talk in an informed way about what happened to the Angels this year, where just a horrific situation, Stugatz. You get Tyler Skaggs dying from a drug overdose, and then it is a team communication director that ends up being indicted and now is facing, you know, losing decades of his life because he was, you know, evidently giving to a pitcher a drug that ended up killing him. And I'm guessing when he was doing that, he, and this is never an excuse, it's never something that gets you off. Ignorance is not something that will make you not guilty. But I can't imagine that this person knew the level of wrong that he was doing or the level of risk that he was taking in terms of giving drugs like that to an athlete who needed probably some pain medication just to feel better on the body. Like this is the great unspoken thing throughout sports, Stugatz. What those people do for a living hurts. It hurts, even if it's just pitching, even if it's baseball. Like, to do it every day hurts your body, and it puts all of them at risk for something that alleviates that pain that would tempt all of us if we found ourselves in perpetual pain and it helped us do our job better. And furthermore, ended up sort of lightening the mental load because you feel happy all the time, or you're taking something that makes you physically feel good instead of physically feel like crap.
Eric Kay is his name. He was the media relations director for the Angels, as you pointed out. The only thing I think people would question is, why is Tyler Skaggs coming to you, the media relations director?
Well, because you can't get it. You can't get it because doctors know not to do that.
That's how addicts operate.
I know,
but they go anywhere they can get it.
But Mike, that, you know this, within any sports organization, that's a pretty big job that Eric Kay had, being in charge of communications. At some point, doesn't he say to himself, like, Tyler, you need to stop coming to me? Or doesn't he say something to a superior of his? That's I guess all I'm saying.
I think, you know, given the fact that he's indicted, I think we know how that shook out.
I also love, though, that no matter what the topic is,
always have an opinion.
Stugatz, not just have an opinion, but you will always play the result.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what happens, you're like, how could someone not have known? How could you not know? But I think, Stugatz, whether it's Michael Vick dogfighting or any other immoral thing that ends up with people losing their careers, I think a lot of times they don't know the risk they're actually taking until it's been taken. And now we're all reading, wait a minute, it's not just your job that you lost and put in peril. It's not just your career. It is decades of your freedom that you have put in peril because you're a drug dealer on the side without probably even identifying as a drug dealer. You're probably just saying, this is, they're all doing some version of this. I got to get some pain medication to these guys. I just want to talk to somebody who's more informed than us and who's done some reporting about the specifics of how it is that this situation ended up playing out according to the indictment, because that is something that I want to get into, but that's like the unfunniest thing of the weekend. So I need some transitional help here in terms of advertising, because I can't go from that to Kreska. Funniest thing from the, that's good enough.
Rinaldi's,
thank you, Tom Rinaldi. Yeah. Thank you for saving me. Time now for the funniest thing of the sports weekend.
Hey people, tell us what in the sport made you laugh hardest this weekend. It is a segment we call What Made You Laugh This Weekend.
Funniest thing from the sports weekend is brought to you by Dell. For your small business needs, call a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-S-DELL.
Chris Cody, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
I could just say the Jets or Adam Gase, but I'm going to be more specific and say Joe Flacco running for his life, losing 28 yards on a
running
sack.
Backwards. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like running backwards 28 yards is more than he's run forward the last 3 years. Mike, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
Tony, are you to blame for this thing going viral? You had a friend that had a thigh tattoo of Tyler Hero's snarl, but it turns out it's not real. What can you tell me about this?
Yeah, so a buddy of mine who works for the MLS sent out a video in our group chat about a Tyler Hero tattoo on his thigh that was very, very ugly. And he tricked all of us into believing that it was true. I put it out, even though I had kind of back channel with him. Like, hey, is this real? He was like, no, it's not. But yeah, we threw it out there and it was engulfed.
Betrayed by your sources. You got it. It's the first rule of journalism. You're only as good as your sources, and your source tricked you with a Tyler Hero snarling tattoo. Roy, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
The Lions did it. They managed to win a game where they had a double-digit lead.
Ah,
first time, 6 games.
Congratulations to the Detroit Lions. for being less Jacksonville than Jacksonville. Billy, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
Bob Ryan tweeted out, "What the hell is Twix?"
Is he talking about Twitch or is he talking about the candy bar?
I think he's talking about Twix because he said Twix, the candy bar.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe. Wow, Dan speaking old people there. He might have meant Twitch.
He might have meant Twitch.
I am absolutely fluent in old people. I don't know. That's absolutely what happened.
There's no way. Bob Ryan. I mean, the Twix came out. Like, it was Bob's wheelhouse, all right, the Twix bar.
He's got to know what a Twix
explain
is.
Explain your tweet tomorrow.
Not tomorrow. Next segment. Call Bob Ryan and let's see if he can explain his tweet in the next segment. Stu Gatz, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
The Jets having a combined 2 yards passing in the second and third quarter of yesterday's game.
So bad.
I love them.
Billy, what do you got for us here? What was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
Bob Ryan tweeted out, "What the hell is Twix?"
Roy, did I already go to you? Speaking of old people and not understanding, have I gone to everyone? Has everyone gone?
I mean, I got another if you want to go back to me.
Sure, give me another one.
Troy Aikman said the phrase, "No risk, no biscuit." Is that a thing?
You got to risk it to get the biscuit.
I thought it was no risk, no reward.
I think he combined cliches.
Piggybacking off of Troy Aikman, he was the Stu Gatz of the day yesterday because there was a stat that Joe Buck brought up, and it was like, look, the last person to have 300-yard games for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers was Doug Martin. And all of a sudden, for no reason, Troy Aikman splurts out muscle hamster, and that was it.
Okay, very good.
For
the record, if you're wondering how I got confused there, it's the simple old person thing of Mike threw his funniest thing to Tony, and so I forgot that Tony hadn't gone yet. That's what happened there. My funniest thing, Clemson beating Georgia Tech that way. The punter played quarterback for Clemson, and at one point, it wasn't just 73-7. At one point, that punter playing quarterback for Clemson threw for a first down to Dabo Swinney's son.
Paid that man his money.
Who I like to imagine as a toddler.
Yeah, Dabo likes doing that stuff. He likes to run it up on people. I think he specifically wanted to get Herb Street's son to score a touchdown against Miami one time.
That's where they're playing right now? They're so much better than everyone else?
Just getting everyone touchdowns.
Don Lebatard.
I'm just about that bad interview, boss.
Stugatz.
I'm a fan of doing the right thing.
This is the Don Lebatard Show on ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Today is for doing, and today one of the New York football teams got a win. I mentioned in the previous segment that the NFC East was like a car that was on fire hurtling towards a cliff. The Giants this season is like one of the wheels falling off. However, yesterday, they barely got by the Washington football team, who's like the broken windshield you could barely see through. Who wrote this? With 30 seconds to go, the football team was able to score on a Kyle Allen 22-yard touchdown pass to Cam Sims.
The football team.
Washington, while down 20-19, decided to go for two and a potential win, but failed to convert. Joe Judge earns his first victory as Giants head coach. Both teams remain firmly entrenched in the mix. Today is for doing, and it's brought to you by the Home Depot with everything you need to do projects smarter, faster, and easier. Welcome to today's Home Depot, how doers get more done.
We are trying to locate Bob Ryan. It'll probably have to wait until tomorrow. We are in a position here where it might be Los Angeles that wins two championships during the single weirdest sports year in our lifetime, or it might be Tampa Bay who wins two championships in the single weirdest year of our sports lifetime.
And Tampa could make it a third with Brady.
Well, Tampa is in position to make it a third. So, too, is Jared Goff. So, too, is Justin Herbert. Forgive me for not knowing this person's name, but you were mentioning New York football. The reporter Manish Mehta, am I pronouncing that correctly? Manish Mehta writes that Adam Gase is more than a bad NFL head coach. He is a malignant, duplicitous presence who consistently trashes his own players, coaches, and front office behind the scenes to shield himself from blame. A cancer who must be removed right now. Hashtag take flight. I have never understood better than now how it is that Stu Gatz and Adam Gase are friends.
Come on, that's a-
I'm going to miss out on my prediction.
Is it unfair, Stugatz? Is it unfair?
It's totally fair. But here is the thing I keep trying to tell people. You want Greg Williams? If you're a Jet fan, you have to be pleased. If it's not going to go well, and it's not, okay, then it needs to go really, really bad. And it is, okay? And this is the season you've been waiting for your entire life. Why would you want Greg Williams to come in and try to win four games, right? Try to win four games, which is enough for you not to have the rights to Trevor Lawrence when you can have Adam Gase sit there with a bunch of players who don't want to play for him, don't want to win for him, and he doesn't care sitting up there after during the postgame press conference just taking the criticism.
Do the Jets play Jacksonville this year? Yeah, they must, right? Because they play everyone in the AFC East, Jacksonville does.
Sure.
Because that game is going to be a monster because the Jags are pretty obviously tanking as well. They just managed to win a game. But Washington wants in on this game. Washington, I don't know why Ron Rivera is out here saying after the game why he went for two. He says, in order to learn how to win, you've always got to play to win. I didn't think Washington was playing to win.
The Jets don't have the Jaguars. That's the other thing with the Jets. They have the toughest schedule remaining. I mean, this is fantastic.
So that's too bad because we could have had a real those are the three worst, right? It's the Jets far and away.
Yeah.
And it's Jacksonville and Washington right after that, correct? Like, that is, who else do we put in that category of bad? The Bengals aren't that category of bad,
Houston?
Are they?
Houston?
Well, yeah, but Houston's going to win a couple of more games here, you know, just because the quarterback is so talented. Atlanta has one win, but they're too talented. They're going to win enough games.
Chris, so you were wondering if I was putting the Jags in the AFC East. No, I thought that because the Dolphins had played the Jags, that everyone in the AFC East was playing the Jags. I thought that is how, I don't know whether, it's not different because of pandemic schedule. I've got that wrong.
No, you play everybody in your conference from another division that finished the same place you did the previous season.
Okay, so I've got it wrong.
The teams that scare me the most are the football team and the Giants, but the Giants don't, I'd be shocked if they take a quarterback, right? So,
oh, why would you be shocked? All of these teams would be moving off of quarterbacks they recently drafted.
I mean, that's Gettleman admitting he was wrong.
Did you not see the first segment of First Take today? We're writing quarterbacks off two seasons in. That's usually where the cutoff is now.
I mean, the Jets are the only team. I mean, they've played six games, I'm including the teams that have only played five. The Jets are the only team to not reach 100 points on offense yet.
But if Haskins is already done, and if Darnold is already done, like, why wouldn't Daniel Jones be pretty damn close to being done? Why? Gettleman!